Three.
And now for one of my three all-time favorites.
You're locked on Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Smell my fingers. Yeah. Guess what it is. 1-800-955-5567. That's what Heidi just did. She smelled my fingers. Now you have to guess what it is. If you get it right, you win a prize. Never done this before.
Probably might be a one-off.
I'll probably be told never do it again.
Uh-huh. Did something pop in your mind, Heidi, before you say it in a bit? Are you thinking of something you can equate as...
You saw how crazy she went over him, too, right? She was like...
Well, I was like a pig.
Drug-sniffing dog.
I was a pig getting a truffle. Well, I really wanted to be thorough.
Very thorough. Okay, we got Tammy on line one. Hello, Tammy.
Hey.
Smell my finger.
Weed.
You know what? No.
Really?
No, but here's the thing. I smelled his left to index and middle.
Oh, that's my wife in hand.
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not. Oh, it could be if I'm adventurous.
Add fiber. My God.
Middle and thumb on the right hand.
Middle and index on the left hand.
Were the
middle
two different?
Wrong hand. Oh, yeah. Smell the other one up.
Thank you, Tammy.
Did each finger smell differently?
Yes, that was the bizarre thing.
Wait, my index finger smells different than my middle
Completely
finger?
Completely different than your middle finger. Well,
more chances to win. All right, let's go to Jesse. Jesse, smell my finger.
Good morning, guys. I think it's, at first I said Pop-Tarts, but I want to change my answer, and I want to say, I will say hand lotion, some type of man hand lotion.
Man hand lotion.
You woke up, you wash your hands. No, you know what I mean? You rub the lotion on.
You think he washes his hands and puts lotion on?
No man lotion on there.
No. Ooh. Whatever you call it.
All right, let's go to Jack on line three. Hello, Jack.
Hey.
Smell my finger.
Peanut butter.
Not peanut butter.
Not peanut butter. Sorry, Jack.
No. He did say peanut, right? Not peanut.
let's go to Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, man.
I think your fingers might smell like bananas.
Bananas?
No bananas.
No.
Banana.
That would be appealing, though, if they did.
Heidi, you're slipping.
Caesar is on line six. Caesar, smell my fingers.
Beer and protein shake.
Didn't smell any beer. Again, this was his left hand, so I'm not sure.
Oh, let's see what Danny has to say on line one. Danny, smell my fingers.
I'm going to say fish.
I did not smell any fish. Thank God. By the way, if it smells like fish, there's something not right. That's not good.
Do you want to give people a hint? What my fingers smell like?
I feel one of them smelled greasy. Like, not like French fry grease, but grease. Like, not motor oil grease, but like...
The guy's working in the garage this morning.
Like a beard grease or a hair grease.
Oh, Frank, I gave you some beard oil for Christmas.
And that was his middle finger that smelled like that.
Did you apply your beard shampoo and beard oil like
I provided beard oil this morning. So
that's on your finger!
All right, so beard oil was my middle finger.
Uh-huh.
All right, so my index finger is still a mystery.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Pam. Hello, Pam.
Hello, good morning.
Smell my finger.
Cigarettes?
I'm going to say a little hint of nicotine, and here's what I think happened. I think he took it, beard oil, and then that index finger, he takes that dip out.
That's my dip removing finger, you got it, Pam. Took my dip out this morning. So, Pam, you won. I'm going to give you a prize. Let's see what I got for you. I'm going to give you a
pack of skull
tickets to see Andrew Dice Clay at the Canyon in Agoura Hills, February 23rd, okay?
His fingers smell like cigarettes.
I probably can't go to that. Is there anything else?
Can you go to Weezer and the Pixies at the Forum, August 8th?
Yes, I can. Thank you.
I'll send you to that. All right. Thank you, baby.
I wrote down that Frank's finger smelled like a garbage disposal.
Huh.
Sort of a putrid. I figure you probably, scratched yourself on the way to work,
He's a big nose picker and hair puller.
Yeah, so various.
Picking.
What? I'm a big nose picker.
Oh, yeah, you mess with your nose a lot.
I got a drip.
If people don't know you, they would think that you're a cokehead. Because you're always.
And the people that know me think that. I was in Vegas and I posted a picture because I went to the fights in Vegas to see Holly Holm and Cyborg fight each other.
Ooh.
Are you jealous, Heidi? Send me Instagram, and I was posting that picture. I'm like, it's fight night.
I was rooting for Holly Holm.
I was too.
I was rooting for Holly Holm.
But, yeah, Cyborg ended up winning. But when I posted the picture, I just, like, went looking over my shoulder so you could see the octagon down there and see, like, the big screens. And someone's like, is that some booger sugar? And if you zoom in on the picture, it looks like I got a little witness of Coke right there in my nose.
It's called booger sugar.
Booger sugar, yeah.
And I was like, no, I didn't do any Coke that night that I know of. But at that point in the evening, I hadn't done any Coke.
At that point.
I know at that point, because I don't know how I got home.
Oh. Was that the night you drank a whole thing of Canade?
I don't know. The thing was, it's like, I woke up the next day, and I don't remember how I got home, and they said that I disappeared. Like, I was at the casino and disappeared. My phone had died, and people, they were
and
like,
with
look,
friends,
they
right?
were looking for me.
That's weird.
It's terrifying to go out with you.
My
I
lady's
swear.
Like, oh, he's fine. He's here. He's in bed. I have no idea how I got home. I got in a cab. I remembered the place, I guess.
And the room number. Like,
I made it back to the room, was able to work my key. I have no idea. God. I woke up in the morning.
Oh, I'm looking at the picture now. Yes, you look like you have cocaine in your
I know. What is this reflection off my mustache?
Or his eyes wild and crazy? Or just
Yes, I was doing wild crazy face, too. Because it's fight night.
Oh, you are such a cokehead in that. And it does look like it.
I know.
Wow.
People look closely at pictures. It's me and Carlos. Ready to enjoy the fights and a couple of... Carlos from Colombia.
Yeah, I'm Carlos's dealer.
Does it make you look cooler in some misguided circles if you take just innocuous powder, like foot powder or talcum powder, and put it in your nostrils
Maybe
so you look
stevia.
Like a cokehead?
You want a little stevia?
Yeah, a little sweet and low.
You probably already snort that.
Maybe more of an equal guy, don't you think?
raw sugar. Raw sugar, buddy. Are you kidding? Look at me. I don't know what to diet
Trevor, what you're attracted to earlier, are you attracted to people older than you? Or is that this, you know, growing up, it's like you, maybe women in high school, though the freshman girls dated senior guys, and they right. never had a problem dating older men. But as far as guys dating older women, seemed kind of weird, right?
Wasn't that the cougar cub thing?
Now I guess. I mean, I missed the whole cougar thing. I mean, when the cougars start sleeping with young guys, I was a male cougar.
Oh,
I
right.
thought your first time was the older woman in the Jeep.
Well, she was 19.
Oh, I thought she's like
working
an old...
on my grandpa's farm. And...
oh.
Strawberry wine, 17.
14.
I thought she's some old hag down at the motel. Hey, you, come here, teenage boy.
Yeah, that was her. She's 19 now.
Oh, she's 19 years old.
She smoked since birth.
Well, think about trailer it. Park when you're 14, turning 15, 19 is old.
I mean, that's a score, right?
It is. Yeah. Well.
Stop messing with the lights.
That was the worst locker room clap of all time, but thank you, guys.
It was very half-hearted.
So I'm guessing that maybe for most or maybe a lot of guys that you grow out of that is after you're done with school years, you know, high school, college, the Stifler's mom syndrome, that fades away, and then suddenly you want the younger chick, and certainly by the time you're middle age, 30, 35, 40, 45, you don't want a 60-year-old chick, right? You're looking down is what you find attractive, which makes you look weird and creepy, but your brain still thinks you're 19, right?
Right.
Now, if she's rich and she's like some, you want to use her for money, and, you know, that's why you're with the 62-year-old chick, I can explain.
Frank had that opportunity. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Nope, couldn't do it.
I remember.
But that's ulterior motives, not attraction.
But could you imagine a young Frank Kramer, college Frank Kramer, when you're tearing through, but there was a group of women, there was a bar where you were going to college where there's
I'd have been there every night.
Women in their 40s and 50s, just, I want nothing from you.
Every night.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that's where these young guys go. They're there every night.
There's no drama because there's no girl looking for a relationship. It's like, oh, honey, I've been married. I got my kid. I don't need that.
Is it the younger guys who can't get...
Pass them around.
They can't get attractive chicks their own age?
And no, they could.
It's but drama.
Yeah, why have... Yeah,
I'm looking for a boyfriend. Oh my gosh!
Not only drama. I don't have to work as hard. I don't put as much time in. We all know why we're here, old ladies.
Don't use that as one of your lines.
But no.
Not making me feel sexy.
No, I think you could say that. And can I call you grandma all night?
Oh yeah, that's a turn on.
You want another Manhattan? Old fashioned. Reason I bring this up. Radar Online claims that 55-year-old Demi Moore might be secretly hooking up with 25-year-old Nick Jonas. So 30-year difference.
She was with Ashton Kutcher, who was much younger.
He was younger.
They
was
married
this
guy.
He was 16 years younger than Demi when they were together.
And what's the age difference here?
30.
Oh, geez.
But she doesn't look like the average 50-something-year-old woman. She looks a lot younger than she is and probably acts young at heart.
What do women think of that, though? It's like, oh, that's great. She's 55. He's 25. And he's been working out, old Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
So. Because women use it. It's the other way around. Women are always like, ew, gross. My God, you old man. Practically rape.
Yeah, why wouldn't Nick? I'm sure Nick Jonas has no trouble getting chicks.
No, he doesn't.
And
but
certainly ones that are younger
thing.
Than 30.
He has a thing for old ladies, though, I think. Because he has dated Kate Hudson. She's 13 years older than him. He's also dated some Australian singer, Delta Goodrum, who's 8 years older than him. So he just likes old ladies.
He likes older women.
Not old ladies, Frank. Older.
Older, more
if you
mature
have a thing
women.
For old ladies, give us a call. 1-800-955-5567. Give us the secret. What are we all missing? Is there something wonderful about dating old ladies?
30 years is a big gap, because now you're even in different generations.
Is there a big gap?
What do you talk about?
You can't talk about old ladies in a big gap. It makes sense.
Mm-mm.
There they are, Demi Moore and Nick Jonas.
Well,
looks like she could be his mom. Well,
yeah,
she could be his mom.
She's starting to show her age a little bit. I mean, she's still hot, but she's starting to look older.
She looks great, but she looks like the kid that I would have wanted to spend the night at his house because he had the hot mom.
Right.
So let's go spend the night in Nick's house.
That makes a weird couple. There's too many years between them. It's just it didn't work.
But maybe it is that by the time you get to in your 40s, there's all drama in your 20s and 30s. By the time you're 40, 50,
old women know what they want.
I know what I want. I know exactly how. I don't want to be your mom. I don't
want to
be your girlfriend.
You didn't want me to spend the night.
No, I want you to go. I got stuff to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, go. Get out. I'm not looking for a house. I'm not looking for you to pay my bills. I just need this and bye. Don't think you're saying
that. When a woman says that, it's empowering and great when a guy's like, I don't need you to stay here. Just do your business and get the hell out of here. Go.
A little bit of a double standard.
I don't need any drama here. Just leave, little girl.
But here's the thing. Here's what I will say. If you were upfront about that in the beginning, even guys. But the problem is the leading people on. And you think I'm the only one. You're making me feel that way because you feel
I really
like
doubt if Demi Moore's leading Nick Jonas on. Thinking they're going to have kids together someday.
But
she's
what I'm
like,
saying.
Listen, I'm Demi Moore, and I'd like to have sex with you. And he's like, cool.
But right. So it's all about sex then.
But if everybody's upfront about that, even guys with girls, I think where you get into trouble is you're making her feel like there's something more here. And then you're like, you got to go.
I think the millennials now it is very upfront. It's all about hooking up and not even caring.
Yeah, that's all about sex and only sex. There's not a relationship. It's just sex.
Yeah, that's not a jump off point to a relationship. Sex. It's just sex.
Right.
That's all it is.
And if you feel something deeper, then maybe you get.
Isn't that kind of the same thing with the 30-year age difference, like Demi Moore and what Jonas? It's just sex. Do you really see them in a long term relationship? Would you want to be in a relationship?
Is that the great thing about
30 years?
Dating old women? Is that
I don't think
no
you want
chance for a long-term relationship?
I don't think you want to be in a relationship with someone who reminds you of your mother.
Well, no.
I mean,
what if she's old and doesn't remind me of my mother?
Right. Well, we got to look up what Nick Jonas's mom looks like. Now, if she looks, if anything like Demi Moore, maybe you're like,
all right, let's look up Nick Jonas's
mom. But if
mom.
She's like, 400-pound blonde lady, you're like, okay, there's no mommy issues there. Obviously, there's no connection.
Yeah, if he was dating Heidi, we should be worried.
350. Come on, how dare you?
350. All right, we got Justin. Hello, Justin.
Hey, first time call on the show. Love you guys.
And you love old women.
Yeah, so back in college, I dated a girl twice my age because she was a swinger.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but are you swinging with other old women and old men?
Well, I never had to do it. Her husband did, but I just happened to come across her.
Whoa.
Reword that.
He met her someplace.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. Right. And there's something to be said for a woman who's just old enough to know all the tricks in the books, but young enough to still show you how to ride.
Damn.
So this was a sex and only sex relationship that lasted, what, a few weeks, a couple days? A
couple months.
Did you know she was married, or did you find this out when she brought you home? She's like, oh, we're swingers, and we want to bring you into this three-way.
The night I met her, her husband was actually there and chilled with us. I thought he was just a friend. And then a couple weeks later, I found out he was the husband.
Wow.
So did he sit and watch you guys together?
No, but there was one trip we went to Vegas, and I was required to bring a female friend for him.
Huh. Did he ever do anything to you?
No.
Yeah.
Remember, they were in Vegas. What happens in Vegas?
Yeah. Come on. Tell us the truth.
Russian on a Skinner gets the hose again.
Thanks, Justin. Let's go to Donald. Hello, Donald.
Hi, how's it going?
It says here you dated a woman 30 years older than you when you were 16.
Yes. Yeah, it was a crazy story. So one of my, long story short, we are actually no longer friends, obviously, anymore because he found out about it, which, I feel bad about. But, you know, it is what it is. I had to get mine.
Was it his mom? You dated your friend's mom?
Well, I dated her for 2 weeks, and then we ended up hooking up, and I lost my virginity to her. And then he ended up.
Donald, shut up. You don't date your buddy's mom for 2 weeks, then lose your virginity to her. You were never dating. She's seducing
you. Breakfast when you slept over.
Mrs. Robinson.
Well, you know, at the time as a kid, that's what I thought. You know, you're young and stupid.
So where did you guys go out? Where does a
Chuck E. Cheese?
Went over to Dave and Buster's, did a little skee ball.
MKT.
Actually, it was Dave and Buster's. MBT. No, not Dave and Buster's. What was that? DZ's Discovery Zone.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. I got to give you a prize, David. Let's see what I got for you. What do you want?
Do you get some of the Weezer tickets by any chance?
Yes, I do. Weezer and the Pixies at the Forum August 8th. Those are yours. Thanks, Live Nation.
Thank you so much.
Donald,
I appreciate it.
Parting question for you, Donald. When you're 16 dating a woman who's in her mid-40s, when you talk about stuff, did she talk about stuff that dated her? Like, she keeps making Nixon references.
Like Frosty does. Is it like dating Frosty?
Not really. It was kind of more just like, she just wanted to know about me more, which
I'm
is kind of weird. And
talking.
She went in for one thing and one thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She wasn't talking about how great Goldie Hawn was on Laugh-In.
I'm just saying, what are you talking about?
Andrew dated someone who was 40 when he was 18. Jeff dates women about 10 years older than him. And let's see, Bruce, since he was 19, he's mostly dated 40-year-old women. Let's talk to Bruce because he has a series of this. All right, Bruce, what's the deal with old women?
Older.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. But, yeah, since I've been online since I moved to California on these dating sites, I've had very good luck with older women and not so much luck with the younger women. So it all started when I was about 19. I hooked up with this older redhead who was about 45. So that happened for about 2 years. And then I ended up picking up a few older women along the way and just kind of continued the relationship. So
how old are you now?
I'm 25 now.
What's the oldest you've ever gone?
Probably like 48, 49.
Oh, you're gross.
Frank Kramer!
I just don't want to hear it at home.
Yeah, you are.
Because I said that.
She was in good shape, man. She was a beautiful redhead. I have a thing for white women. So
if she were a
everybody has a thing for white women.
Oh, right, Patrick. Thanks. If she were a beautiful redhead and she were your age, would you have not been into her?
Oh, I already hung up.
Oh.
Sorry.
Maybe he probably wouldn't be. Because he's into it. You've got to be much older than me, or I'm not into you. That almost seems like a psychological thing.
I remember yesterday when we did the Honey, Don't Do That.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys about their wives saying, I better tell her not to do that because that's something she'd do.
Mm-hmm.
And my lady was just giving me so much hell last night about that. She's like, you know what? I heard that segment.
Oh, no.
And the fact that you were just asking guys calling about their ladies is ridiculous because women could call in all the time. I go, but that's not funny. I go, what? Stop drinking?
You just go by all the stuff you hear.
Honey, you don't need another shot. That's not funny. So I guess in the 8 o'clock hour, we will open it up to for the ladies where the honey, don't do that. If you want to have fair and equal, we'll open up to you as well. And what was the story yesterday? How did we even get on that, Eric? Where it was like,
about
the weed on the table, about the TJ Ward. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers player that had 99.9 grams of weed on his coffee table, and his security alarm went off at his house just accidentally, but the cops show up because they didn't turn off the code in time. Knock on the door, she's like, come on in! And they came in and saw all the weed on the table. So they arrested him for felony possession.
Yeah.
It's honey, like, don't... Oh.
I better tell her not to let the cops in here, because that's something she'd do. So in that guise, you have stories... Give us a call, 1-800-955-5567 is the number. Let's check traffic. What's going on, Lisa?